Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Margaret Sales. I'm a journalist who specialises in travel. Some of you may read the travel section of the newspaper, so you know the kind of articles I write. Anyway, I'm not here to tell you about my job. I've been invited here by the Astoria Tourism Bureau to tell you about travel to Astoria. Now, as I'm sure most of you know, Astoria is a rather large island located 1,100 kilometres from New Zealand. That's 1,100 kilometres in a northeast direction, I should say. As you can see on the map here, it's about 25% larger than New Zealand, and it has quite a different shape. While New Zealand is long and thin, Astoria has the shape of a rectangle. Some people would say almost a square. Now, I guess none of you here have been to Astoria yet, so let me give you some description. Most of the people live in the northern part of the island. This part of the island is warmer than the southern part, but it wouldn't be fair to say that the southern half is cold. In fact, the whole island is close enough to the equator so that no matter how far south you go, you wouldn't even need a jumper to keep warm. There are four provinces in Astoria. Each has its own unique features, and, in fact, one of them speaks a different language. The northwest quarter of the country is the province of Hornchurch. The capital of the country, which is called New Birmingham, is located in Hornchurch. That's where the first English settlers came in the year 1756. New Birmingham is Astoria's largest city and the centre of its industry. And it's the culture of this part of the island that attracts so many tourists to Hornchurch. The culture is a strange mix of Old English and Polynesian. New Birmingham is where you're most likely enter the country if you're going by air, because it has the busiest airport. Hornchurch's population is 2.5 million. The second largest province, in terms of population, is New Devon. It's got 500,000 people fewer than Hornchurch. New Devon takes up the northeast quarter of the country. Now, if you're the type of person who likes the beach, this is the best part of the island. The beaches are absolutely beautiful here, and they go on for miles. There are beach resorts all along the coast on this part of the island. And no matter how much money you want to spend on your holiday, there are beach resorts that will suit your budget in New Devon. South of New Devon is the province of Anglesark. This is the most mountainous part of Astoria and the least populated. Only 250,000 people live here. The mountains in Anglesark are well known for their hot springs, and many Astorians, as well as tourists, go there to rest and relax in the mineral bath. The hot springs are probably the best reason to visit the province, especially if you want to get away from the more crowded beaches on the northeastern part of the island. But take along a good pair of hiking boots if you want to take advantage of the wonderful bushwalking in the Anglesark Mountains. The fourth province of Astoria is in the southwest quarter of the island. It's called New Albion. Now, that may sound deceptively English, but actually that's not the language you're likely to hear in New Albion. Although the English were the first Europeans to come to Astoria, explorers from Spain came only a few months later, and they settled in this part of the island. Today, Spanish is still the main language in New Albion, while people in the other three provinces communicate in English. Overseas visitors like to come to New Albion to indulge in one of Astoria's more famous agricultural products, wine. I'm sure you know that Astoria's wines are considered to be some of the best in the world. Well, all of the wine produced in Astoria is made in New Albion, because the weather here is perfect for it. Warm days and cool nights, but not too humid. By the way, New Albion has the only other international airport in Astoria, so it's possible to arrive there first if you're going by air. Okay, I've briefly told you about the place. Now let me show you some slides, and then I'll tell you about the prices and travel arrangements.